325-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Quantum faith. Our message today is part two of Change or Chains. Say that with me, change or chains. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, starting at verse 11, the Word of God says, "For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Amen? Amen. I want you to take note of "we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord." Or in other words, looking into His Word, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. But the reason we assemble here, and the Word declares in Hebrews that we not forsake the assembling, is not just to do the church thing. We endeavor to encounter God, to behold Him, to see Him. As we open His Word, we desire to find Him. And in so seeing Him or beholding Him, the Word changes us. Amen? We ought not be of that company that goes to church every Sunday and every time the door opens, but never experience transformation or change. We should not be that number. Now, change may not happen every day, but we are open to adopt and adapt to changes. My being here, my wife, our being here in the state of Florida, and many of you, is due to adapting to change. You know, being from the Midwest or being from another United States culture and being here, it is different. You know, wherever you go, it's different, but you were able to adapt to the changes. And that's very important, because we're going to talk about there's either our willingness to change, make changes that God desires, or we will remain or ultimately be bound in chains. Amen. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. All right, let's take a look at this. I want to start by asking you a question. Has success seemingly left you behind? I want to read something in Psalms chapter 1. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord." "And in his law doth he meditate day and night." "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper." I want you to just make this emphatic declaration and decree. Say this with me: whatever I do shall prosper. Say it again: whatever I do shall prosper. One more time. Whatever I do shall prosper. Now, if success has seemingly left you behind, then there is a lack of fulfillment of what we just read. And we want to remedy that. We want to reconcile the truth of the word to the experiences in our life. Amen? Now, second question, is success seemingly just a season for you? There are times where you have success and then there are seasons where you don't have success. Well, again, that's contrary to the word. The word says, and whatsoever he does. Joseph, I think a prime example, no matter how bad his situation got, in the midst of his situation, God prospered him. He was successful. How you can be successful in prison? Joseph's life is an indication. How you can be successful when your brothers have done you wrong, you being sold into slavery? Joseph's life is a testament. He prospered whatever he was thrown into. He prospered. He was successful until ultimately what the dream that God placed in his spirit came into manifestation. Amen. Now, we must learn to embrace changes. Without learning to embrace change, you or I will be left behind. Now, we don't have to change like the world. We are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed. There's a transformation, a conforming in the kingdom of God that God desires for each of us that will cause us to change, transform, metamorphosis, no longer a caterpillar but a butterfly. There are changes that God desires, God demands. Otherwise, we are left behind. Now, if we are able to embrace these changes, it spells success. You don't always understand it, but God knows. People's attitudes, lifestyles, needs, values, desires, etc., etc., are always changing. You're an indication of that right now. When you were perhaps a little younger, you didn't have the same attitude or perspective that you have now. Amen. We all grow. We all increase in our experiences, in our perspectives, in our mindsets. People in Africa, they view life, especially in, let's say, third world nations, so to speak, they view life differently, their perspective, what they expect from life. Some places, survival, if you can just survive, is good enough. But attitudes, lifestyles, everything changes. I want to give the example again of the W.T. Grant store and the Kresge store. Back in the day, some of y'all remember, back in the day, Kresge's. My mom used to take us in there sometime when we would be coming from downtown. She'd do some shopping down there. We'd be coming, and we'd stop in this little place called Blue Island at a Kresge's. And we would stop, and they had the little fountain, you know, they had the little counter. They were just now getting into where the, you know, had it where you stop and sit for a sandwich or something. And we would always order milkshakes, stuff like that, waiting on the next bus, the next CTA bus to go home. But it was Kresge's. Now, there was a W.T. Grant store. As a matter of fact, my wife and I met in a store. But the W.T. Grant store buckled. They went down. They ceased to exist. While Kresge's not only ceased to exist, they began to thrive, and they became the store in which I met my wife, Kmart. While W.T. Grant went down, Kresge's blew up. Reason being, if we were to study it, W.T. Grant refused to change while Kresge's was already implementing changes, and they wound up buying W.T. Grant out and becoming Walmart, but Kmart. Okay? So that's a good example of change. Now, I'm going to go way back on some of y'all. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You might even remember this name, a guy named Jerry Dorsey. He was a singer. He wrote a song. He wrote a lot of music and just could not seem to hit it big. And someone suggested, why don't you change your image? Why don't you change your name? Why don't you come at it a different way? So he had the same music. He changed his name and changed his image. Same song. He wrote a song, Please Release Me, Let Me Go. Some of y'all remember what I'm talking about. But he changed his name. And this guy was one of the top singers in Las Vegas for years and years and years. And he changed his name to Engelbert Humperdinck. I'm going someplace where some of y'all say, huh? Who? But some of y'all know who I'm talking about. I never listened to the music, but it's a known fact that he changed his name from that, and he all of a sudden blew up and became very famous. Boy, he was able or willing to embrace change. Are you hearing? Countries, cities, communities, even companies. Those who could not or cannot or will not anticipate and adopt to change, they go under. It's the countries, the communities, the corporations, the individuals that can adopt to change that prosper. Now, we already read it here. This man that serves the Lord like this, his destiny is tied to prospering. So if you're not experiencing that success, then don't blame it on the man, the economy. No, bring it home and say, maybe there's just a few tweaks, a few changes I need to make. Change my name to Engelbert. I don't know about that, but you know, there may be some changes. Simple changes that will cause that prosperity to, or that success to start manifesting. Two types of people in the world that are unwilling to change. Dead folks and foolish folks. We find this out real quickly in life. You cannot use yesterday's methods in today's world. Many of us in here remember, if your car broke down on the highway, you was in trouble. You was hoping there was a call box, or you could have to walk a mile or so and find one. Oh, there's one. Open it up and that rotary, get an operator. Huh? Today's technology. I told this story before. I went to visit Maasai warriors in Kenya. And I mean, we were way out there. It's like the Serengeti, you know, it's out there. It looked just like you see on Animal Kingdom. And we pull up into this little village, and there's a Maasai warrior dressed in the red, you know, with all the beads and the long earlobes and everything. I mean, the head, with a cell phone.
Thank you for joining us as we start a new series entitled Quantum Faith.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.